My brother Albert and Bob and Oscar and a fellow named Chester Hilliard. They went fishing, they went hunting together. And they went down to the Bear Creek Falls. That's about 5-6 miles from home. See? And they had the single gauge shotgun, 12 gauge, my brother. I don't know what the other said. And he shot one bird, you know, and then he put another shell in. Single shot, you know. And then there was a big boulder, and he walked down that boulder, and he hit the hammer in the boulder, and he fell down in the creek. And my brother Albert was right back of him. The shots just missed him. And it just cut about 4 or 5 inches long and about an inch and a half wide here. If the bear had been farther away, it would have killed him, because then the shots would have spread. But the bear was so close here that the wad, you know, they held the shots together. They didn't get time to spread. See? And that's what made such a long streak. Yeah.
So, what happened? What happened then?
Well, he fell off the rock when the creek was running right below there, and Bob and Hilliard had come home and told about it, and Albert stayed with him. But they thought he was dead because he fainted just as they left, but they didn't mention that when they got home. And then the first thing you know, here they come with him, and the doctor come from the town the same time. I don't know how they could connect that up. See that Bear Creek Falls, you know where Little Bear is? Well, Little Bear runs here, and right down there is the falls, and here's where we live, here's the falls. And they carried him up on Little Bear. And then somebody must have went to Troy and told the doctor to come out. And how we could find where we lived, I don't know either. Because there was roads all right, but of course they can ask the neighbors. Neighbors were pretty close. So he came about the same time as he did.
You think one person went clear into town? You were telling the kids that you thought maybe they relayed the word from neighbor to neighbor.
They had to relay them. But they had to go to the, you couldn't holler for it. You had to go to the place every time, you know, with no telephone. And then there was a phone fella named Dan Tulson. And he's the one that got the doctor. He hitched his horse up. He lived about 4 miles from town, I think. So he drove down there right away then.
So probably a couple, whoever relayed the message went to Dan Tolson's place. Yeah.
And that's the way they had to get by those days. You had to relay it to your neighbor. And the houses wasn't too far from the roads in those days, you know. When they built the roads, they wanted to be pretty close to the house if they could, you know, so they didn't have to walk too far to relay anything.
So your brother was carried? They carried him? They carry your brother all the way home?
Yeah. Not all the way. They carried him from about a half a mile. The road come, we lived here, we say, and the road come, and then the road went around this way and this way to get home. So they took the shortcut, carried him. It's only about a quarter mile then, instead of driving the 4 or 5 feet, you know, from the rock to the water, head first, you see.
Well, what did the doctor do when he got there?
Well, all he done that I can think of, I seen him, he brought out a scissor, and it was meat slivers hanging, you know, and he trimmed her off slick and clean, and then I believe he put sulfur on it, and then he put a rag over, and I believe he come back only once. After that, and the ma took care of it altogether, he just kept putting on new. So you see how we got along those days. Because, I don't know, I was liked some way when I was a kid. Everybody wanted me to come to their place and stay. They wanted to adopt me even. And Hilliard, he had to have me there all the time. I'm the one that blowed the horn, I told you about that, and you scared the cows all to death.
What was that story now? I don't remember that much.
Yeah.
I think you mentioned it to me once, but I don't...
Hilliard, his dad lived in Lewiston, you know, and he rode horseback down there. It took 2 days to make the trip, you know, horseback. So I was all alone up there in the house with the... And I got so lonesome, I was sitting there and I seen the lamb sitting there. I pulled chimney off and started blowing in it. And the cows come from all directions with their tails in the air, belly aching, and ye wish they couldn't get into the house because of the fence around it. And then I figured out why it was a disaster call. You know, the wild animals got that just like we have. And they thought it was murdering another cow, you know. They smelt the blood. That's what made him do that.
There was blood around?
Huh?
There was blood around?
No, the better that way. Because we butchered him one time, and a bull or something, he made that same old sound, you know.
And what did you do?
What did I do?
With all the cows all trying to get
in
the house.
Well, I quit afterwards. They couldn't get in because of the fence around. They would have tried to get into the house, I suppose. Yeah, that's...
So
I missed it because we used to go and get our cows down the canyon when we were younger. A whole lot, you know, and we had to walk down them steep hills and hunt them up and chase them home. If I had had this whistle, I could have sat up on the side hill and blowed it, and they would have come, you know, to see where the danger was. Yeah, that was pretty good. All animals got called like that, I believe. I was out hunting pheasants, you know, kinks, they call here. And I wounded a she-kink in the wing so she couldn't fly. She was jumping on the ground and making a funny racket. And you ought to see the roosters come in. Five or six of them come, flew around there where they heard that noise. See, that was a signal. Something like that, she says, you know. So I thought to myself, if I could make a caller like that, I could go out and get a lot of birds. No, I didn't think it was any birds around there at all. Hardly when by those four or five at least, roosters come from someplace to see what was wrong. And that's the way it is with pretty near all animals. But I never did try it. The horn, I used to go out hunting elk and deer quite a bit. If I had one of them, I could have maybe called the elk and deer to us too. But I never, it just never come to my mind.